There is one product category, says the Wall Street Journal, where production is booming in America. And that is, my fellow Americans, federal regulations. Federal regulations. The Obama administration set a new record in 2013 by issuing final rules, that is regulations, which consumed, are you ready for this, 26,417 pages. Repeat, 26,417 pages of brand new rules and regulations. Unbelievable. They were all published in the Federal Register. 26,417 pages of new rules and regulations issued by the Obama administration and the various federal agencies. Can it not be said, as with the Affordable Care Act, that no one, but no one, no one person could have possibly read, much less understood, all of those 26,417 pages of new balls and chains for we the people? Certainly not the agency heads and secretaries whose job it is to enforce them. But as Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass them. We have to issue these regulations so that we can find out what is in them, to paraphrase her. And will we the people ever find out to our great expense? In 2013, the Federal Register, where government rules and regulations are published, contained 3,659 final rules. 3,659 final rules, which means they now must be fully obeyed by all of us. And there were an additional 2,594 proposed rules in the pipeline to become orders as well as final. That means that there will be at or about 6,200 new, not to mention all the others, new rules and regulations which will control our lives. Our lives. Our lives. The Federal Register, containing all of these rules and regulations, finished the year 2013, having compiled a staggering number of pages, namely, ready for this, 79,311 pages. Repeat, 79,311 pages of brand new rules and regulations. What's the average novel, 400? The fourth highest total in the history of our great country. No wonder production is booming. And that total number of pages, unbelievable as it is, did not even match President Obama's 2010 all-time record of 81,405 pages of administrative rules, regulations, and edicts, which were compiled in 2010. Oh, what a world. And we are still called the land of the brave and the free? How about controlled and regulated? And even more, there are yet another 3,305 regulations moving through the pipeline on their way to becoming proposed by various agencies to become final rules and regulations. They're designed, they're evaluated, they're proposed, and they're finalized. What a process. Add that number to the total of rules already final or proposed, and there will now be almost 10,000. Repeat, 10,000 new rules and regulations controlling our lives, which will happen in 1 year. One Obama year. 10,000 more ways that Washington can control your life and mine. The largely ignorant and uneducated, or at least uninvolved, American public thinks, if they even bother, that all such regulations have little or no cost or no direct impact on the American people. Wrong. Dead wrong. The organization Competitive Enterprise Institute has indicated that 191 of these new rules and regulations are what it calls economically significant. That is, each one of those 191 regulations would have costs of at least, are you ready for this one? $100 million per year for each one. Just to implement, so that 191 rules would cost we the people in further taxes $19.1 billion each year, just to implement that regulation. Incredible. And all of this from the Obama administration and Barack Hussein Obama, who had the audacity to state the following. What I offer tonight is a set of concrete, practical proposals to speed up growth. These regulations speed up growth? Strengthen the middle class. I never told us how. And build new ladders of opportunity into the middle class. With more taxes, with more debt, with more regulations, this is his definition of opportunity? What a farce. A complete farce. Nothing strangles business. Nothing prevents the formation of new jobs. Nothing destroys the profit motive or business generally than regulations. More and more regulations and more government control from Washington. It destroys jobs, President Obama. It doesn't create them. Nothing destroys business and jobs more than Washington at work through regulations. Nothing. And Obama knows that. And without shame, he can address the American people, make phony promises about economic opportunity, and then do exactly the opposite. The rules and regulations from the Affordable Care Act, for example, changing all the time, and from Dodd-Frank, another one of his monstrosities, which controls the financial world, are strangling business and curtailing in every way the growth of our economy. One business leader said it would be virtually impossible to operate any business without at times running afoul of and violating some or at least some significant part of these new rules and regulations because nobody knows what they are or what they mean. And perhaps because no one really knows or understands what is in them, like Nancy Pelosi. And now we get this from Job Creating Washington and Obama. The Competitive Enterprise Institute's Wayne Cruz estimates that compliance with respect to all of these rules and regulations has a total economic impact of, are you ready for this, $1.9 trillion annually. Repeat, $1.9 trillion annually is the economic impact of these rules and regulations now in force. And that's a T. That's with a T. A trillion, not a billion. By analogy, the burden on the American economy of complying with federal rules and regulations costs roughly the same amount as the annual gross domestic product of Australia or Canada or Italy, the whole nation. Mere compliance alone. And that creates jobs, President Obama? Would you please tell me how? And now get this, my fellow Americans. Here comes you and me. These rules and regulations do not just affect U.S. businesses. They directly affect you. The Competitive Enterprise Institute's Wayne Cruz estimates that each household in the United States will pay, you ready for this, householder? $14,974 annually. Your family pays that. You pay it. Let me repeat the number. $14,974 every year. That's almost $300 a week. You pay to have these rules and regulations implemented. Cruz calls that a regulatory hidden tax. In short, as American business pays, you and I pay. That amount of almost $15,000 annually in regulatory tax, hidden, of course, consumes approximately 23% of the average income of a family of four. You and I pay for that, my fellow Americans. We pay to be controlled and ordered around. We pay for Washington to literally control us and destroy our freedoms in the process. How long will you accept that? When is enough enough? Former president and constitutional scholar James Madison warned us against what he called elective despotism. Elective despotism, whereby we the people would actually elect leaders who in turn, in a despotic way, control us at their will. And that, in my view, is happening now more than ever in Washington. As Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch so aptly stated, quote, "The Chicago way is running rampant in Washington," end quote. The Chicago way. And no one is better at governing the Chicago way than Barack Hussein Obama. Hear then more words from President Obama. But America does not stand still, and neither will I. So whenever I can take steps without, get that, without legislation to expand opportunity for more American families, that's what I'm going to do. Without legislation. He's going to do what he wants to do. In short, no matter the law or the gridlock in Congress, I intend to do what I want when I want. In short, whatever Obama wants, that's what we get. Neither the Congress nor the courts, and especially the Supreme Court, will stop this man and his raging, unlawful, and unconstitutional administration. Somebody has to. Obama and Sebelius, for example, former Secretary of Health and Human Services, have arbitrarily and capriciously delayed or changed the rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act more than 20 times. 20 times without permission of Congress, much less the courts. New regulations are made and old suspended at the whim of this president. Much of those actions are politically motivated, and of course, as the critical 2014 election looms, Obama will do whatever it takes to delay and postpone the aggressive and negative effects of his signature legislation, the Affordable Care Act, or for that matter, any other which produces harm and hurt to the American economy and the American people, so that democratic election results can happen. Obama-induced rules and regulations never make it to the pipeline, are never proposed to the American people. No hearings involved, no final and clear orders issued by the agency. None of that happens. Whatever Obama wants, Obama gets. You, he says, American business, and the American people will do what I say. And we should never forget his infamous words. I have a pen. I have a phone. I will, he said in so many words, not wait for Congress to act. There is in Washington nothing short of an elective despotism at work from an elected despot. Any man or woman is utterly naive not to know that our constitutional way of life crumbles. It crumbles. Speaking of this year of action proposed by President Obama, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch said the following, quote, "By the way," said Fitton, "that year of action sounds like a Marxist revolutionary dog whistle to me." Let me repeat that. That year of action by President Obama sounds like a Marxist revolutionary dog whistle to me. Indeed, it does. We are well down a path towards socialism with even Marxist overtones. And unless this course of action is fully corrected, and now, goodbye, America. There are so many illustrations of arbitrary actions by agencies and the Obama administration. For one, think of the military. The Air Force has issued rules and regulations which have trampled upon religious freedom. The new Secretary of the Air Force, Deborah Lee James, and her subordinates issued regulations which required an Air Force cadet to remove a Bible verse from his personal whiteboard as a violation of Air Force policy. Unbelievable. All branches of the armed forces have very much the same policies, and they are controlled and dictated by Washington. They are, in essence, ordered by Obama and company, and the anti-Christian and anti-conservative drumbeat goes on, no matter the protestations of Congress or the people. Whether or not the actions of the Air Force and Secretary James was constitutional, whether it was a violation of First Amendment rights to order the removal of the Bible verse, the order nonetheless stood. The rule implemented without justice for the cadet or accountability for the Air Force. Whatever happened to the First Amendment? Elected despotism at work, my fellow Americans. We the people are ruled rather than represented now more than ever. In short, they, the regulators, the rulers, with any rule and regulation they wish to pass, do whatever they want, whenever they want. The words of Obama. No matter the rights of the people in the Constitution. Regulations on paper and regulations made spontaneously, ad hoc, rule the day. And you can be sure that sooner or later, you will violate one of these rules and regulations, and you can further be sure that unlike them, the rulers, you will pay the consequences. But they won't.